Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 1, verses 23 to 24. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. I love the way James writes, but I'm not sure he would have been easy company. He's so incredibly blunt. If the Christian faith doesn't get translated into daily action, then he wants nothing to do with it. Here he makes the obvious but powerful point that there would be no point in looking in a mirror if it didn't cause you to do something as a result. If you learn that your hair looks a complete mess, then action is required. Reading the Bible is not like reading any other book. Other books might be entertaining, interesting, or informative, but they'll rarely change our lives. The Bible is one of the principal ways in which God has chosen to speak to us. And so whenever we read it, we need to ask the question, Lord, what are you saying to me? If we merely read the Bible as a beautiful work of literature, then we'll have missed the point. In Psalm 1, the writer speaks of the result of meditating regularly on God's word. He says that those who do this are like trees planted along a riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. By reflecting deeply on the Bible, we allow God's wisdom to enter into our ways of thinking and acting. Every part of our lives cries out for God's wisdom, whether we're looking at our employment, relationships, possessions, leisure, or future. God has something to say to us and longs for us to listen. The psalmist only had access to the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. We're far more blessed than he was because we have a further 61 books of the Bible to meditate on. But they won't do us any good unless we listen to what God is saying to us and then adjust our lives as a result. Lord, thank you for giving us the Bible. Help us to hear what you are saying to us and to act accordingly. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.